Chapter 3. March through April, 1861. A few minutes before 8 o'clock on the morning after the inauguration, Elizabeth walked 1/3 of a mile from her home to the White House, crossing Lafayette Square, passing the bronze statue of Thomas Jefferson in the semicircular drive. When she ascended the portico leading to the front entrance of the executive mansion, the short, burly, elderly Irish doorman admitted her into the vestibule, where moments later she spotted a familiar figure approaching from down a wide hall. "Good morning, Mrs. Keckley," the butler greeted her. "Welcome to the White House."
"Thank you, Mr. Brown," she replied,
pleased and unexpectedly comforted to see a friendly face. Like her, Peter Brown was a former slave. He and his family lived only 3 blocks from Elizabeth, and they had become acquainted through the Lewises.
"I've come to meet with Mrs. Lincoln to see if she would care to hire me as her dressmaker. Any advice to smooth my way?"
Peter Brown chuckled and escorted her up a busy central staircase. Men of all types hurried by, both coming and going, almost certainly job seekers like herself, eager to secure a post within the new administration.
"I haven't known the First Lady long enough to be a good judge of her likes and dislikes," Peter confided in an undertone. He paused for a moment on the landing, allowing others to pass. "I'll say this much. Whatever you see, don't let it trouble you."
Mystified, Elizabeth wondered what he could possibly mean. But when he led her into a waiting room full of worn mahogany furniture and 3 other well-dressed women looked up at their approach, she understood at once. She should have realized that the First Lady would have asked several of her acquaintances to recommend their favorite dressmakers, and naturally, each lady would have been eager to curry favor by putting forth her favorite. As the women exchanged nods of greeting, Elizabeth felt their eyes upon her, taking in every detail of her attire, just as she was assessing theirs. No one trusted a dressmaker who was not herself garbed in the most becoming costume she could afford. She was thankful she had worn her newest, most stylish dress.